Audio Boo. You boo. Boo hoo?
No cry.
It is September 1st, 2014.
Labor Day!
Yay! So how hard shall we labor on Labor Day?
Well, we get Labor Day off.
Yeah. For those people in the UK.
It's a lack of Labor Day.
It's something to do with the economic stuff. I really have to look up the history of Labor Day. Anyway. I wanted to ask my husband a question.
Dad.
I want you to put yourself back through the years.
Ah!
Back to the years of Bell Labs.
Oh!
And tell me about the Ice Cube phone.
The Ice Cube phone?
Yeah. Who was it that said they wanted a phone that could make ice cubes?
I don't remember.
I don't remember the person's name either, but I know you were involved with helping to make this phone for his retirement party. And he picked it up and was talking to the person at the other end who told him to...
open up the thing. We made that out of a call director. That's what we used for the cover of the thing was a call director.
Okay.
And we made a little aluminum bottom for it that was a few inches deep. And the transformer in it, the thing took a lot of current to run that those ice makers.
Right.
And or those coolers. So
it made one ice cube? Phone.
Yeah, we only had it make one ice cube because we wanted to do it fast, and it would make an ice cube in less than a minute. Would go from water to ice.
That's cute. Do you remember who it was for?
I don't remember.
That was rather...
I don't think I even knew the guy. Jack Warnick wanted me to make it.
Uh-huh.
To make something, you know, for us. And using some of the stuff that he had patents on. He had a patent on this. Device, that cooling device.
Uh-huh. And the call directors, for you young people who don't know them, were quite large. They were about a foot or so long, with a lot of them had the receiver hook at the left side, and all kinds of buttons for the various lines, as well as the dial pad. So they were, I'm guessing, maybe a little over a foot long and about 8 inches wide. And at the back, they could go up to 6 inches or so in height and would slope down to the front to about an inch or inch and a half. And they had plastic frames and covers that the insides were very metal, very AT&T metal. And so it was probably pretty easy to take one of these things. And there was some area of blank space on the call directors. Not a big one, but it could be done. And so it was probably a pretty neat, slick trick to make an ice cube come out of a cauldron reactor. But I remembered that.
I think all we did is we put a door that would lift up.
Okay.
Where the
light
push buttons had
been. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, because that would be high enough up where the lines were. You could definitely put all kinds of doodads in there. Neat.
And we had to make it higher.
Uh-huh.
We had to build that, the bottom. Out of aluminum, bent aluminum.
Uh-huh. That would have been cool to get a picture of. Especially with him taking the ice cube out of it. Very cute. So that was one of the escapades at Bell Labs I was thinking of, and I wanted to get Art's input on because I didn't quite remember how it worked. But I remembered it had to do with somebody's retirement party, and they got it connected so that they could actually make a phone call, and he had to...
Yeah, the box on on the table, you know, they're covered up, and then they made a phone call to that phone, and the guy heard it ringing, and they told him to open it up. What the heck was that? Because you used to say that, you know, you're telling all the things that, good thing the telephone could do these days, and but you still can't get an ice cube from it or something like that.
Because he liked, I think, to sit with a drink on his desk or some sort of beverage on his desk, and he wanted an ice cube. So, Art...
We made him a phone that he could get an ice cube from.
Do you remember other cool things you made?
No.
Well, I do. I had a light probe that kind of refused to work properly. And a friend of mine had kind of made me one. And it gave up the ghost. So Art took it and kind of recreated it and made it with like three layers of sensitivity. And I really loved having that instrument because it made seeing whose line was ringing on the old call directors very nice and very easy. And so he made me my own light probe. I still have it, and I think it's still got the same batteries. Really cool little instrument.
I think the only thing we had to do to make it change the sensitivity was change the voltage that...
From 9 to 18 volts. In fact, I have it right here in my hand. And what was this? What was the speaker?
Oh, one of those piezoelectric beepers that Radio Shack used to sell.
Oh yeah, and on the it's a box with a phone coil wire. At the end of it is the probe, which was made out of a crazy glue tube, I think.
Yeah.
And
that was not crazy glue. It was, this was one of the things that you used, had a stick in it to coat the...
Yeah, this part. That was the... there's a pull-off part that was the Polaroid developer stick.
Yeah.
But I thought this part was crazy glue, too.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
And there it goes. That's one. And that's two. And then if you put the Polaroid cap on it, the farther away it is from the probe, it would decrease the sensitivity. So right now it's not seeing anything until I pull it up real close. And then the farther I pull the cap away, it would reduce the sensitivity to the light. And it was great because I could change the sensitivity to work. It was small enough that it would work with the buttons on the call director. And so that was one neat thing he made. I'm trying to think of what the other one was. It. I still have it, but it doesn't work. It was an Adams. Wasn't that you had the Adams Family hand? We had
a what?
The turn on the box and the hand would come out of the box and turn it off.
Oh, I don't know who made that thing. I got that thing from somewhere.
I have the box, but it said stop working, and we never figured out why. But it was absolutely adorable. You turned it on, and the box would...
The lid of the box would open up.
And the hand would creep its... slam itself down on the switch, which would turn the thing off, and the hand would go back in the box, and the lid would shut. It was absolutely cute. But there were a couple things that Art had created.
Somebody else made that thing, and I got it from somewhere. I don't know how I got it, but I did. And refurbished it to work. But that was a cute thing.
And, oh man. It just went out of my head. Other thing I remembered Art creating that I thought was really cool. I had run into trouble with this woman at Bell Labs. She was legally blind and had a manual wheelchair. And manual wheelchairs, of course, are extremely quiet. They make no noise. And we were forever having collisions because her vision was very bad and she wouldn't see me, and of course I couldn't see her, and sometimes my cane would not hit her, and I would. And we took this up with the accommodations people and everything else, and she just seemed very unwilling to make any compromises. I was willing to get a laser cane that would beep so that she could call out to me if she heard the beeping, or... we tried to suggest that she had bells on her chair or something that would make some sort of a noise. And Art went through all the trouble of creating this little beeper thing that was very quiet, but audible. And it would beep every 10 seconds or something like that. And I remember coming into his lab one day and I kept hearing this beeping. And I'm like, what is this beeping noise? I said, you got something going on over there? He says, I made that for you. Or for Laura. And I don't know whatever happened to it, but Laura didn't want it. So it moldered away in the lab. But I thought that was very sweet of him to sit there and create this little device that would just quietly beep away every 10 seconds. But unfortunately, it didn't. It wasn't provided with its proper assignment, I think is a good way of putting it. But yeah, so that's some of Art's creative bent at Bell Labs. And all the fun things we used to do together. When I had first started there and he got my computer to work with an old daisy wheel printer. That was fun. But anyway, so that's the story of the Ice Cube phone and other creations. Say goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
And may we boo forevermore. Ooh.